everybody? What's good? I want to thank you guys in advance for listening to the JMRS podcast. Today, I am bringing you the weekend review on news and current events. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button and be sure to subscribe and hit the notification bell, because then you will be notified as soon as I upload new episodes of the JMRS podcast. Now grab your tea, coffee, wine, Hennessy, whatever you prefer to sip on, and let's get into it. First up, the convicted murderer, Amber Geiger, is trying to get a lesser charge. And I have no doubt that this is just an attempt to get her ass out of jail early. This article from The Shade Room is reporting, the lawyer for Amber Geiger files an appeal asking for a lesser charge following her murder conviction. Now, as many of you know, last year, Amber Geiger was found guilty for the murder of Botham Jean, and she was sentenced to 10 years in prison. However, her legal team is looking to get her charge reduced. According to CBS DFW, aside from seeking a lesser charge, Geiger's lawyer is also seeking a new sentencing trial. Earlier this week, her legal team issued a filing to the Fifth Court of Appeals. Her lawyer presented that same argument that was used within the murder trial and basically argued that she thought that she was entering her apartment and that Jean was an intruder. The appeal continued to state that there was some kind of confusion on Geiger's end when she arrived at the apartment complex during the night of the shooting. She lived on the third floor. Jean lived above her on the fourth floor. The lawyer continued to argue that after leaving the apartment complex, there was nothing that indicated what floor you were located on, and the hallways for the third and the fourth floors were identical. The argument continued to point out that the door to the apartment was unlocked, which is how she was able to enter. And because the apartment units are laid out the same, she thought she was entering her apartment and fired her gun, thinking that Jean was an intruder. Geiger's lawyer stated that residents regularly parked on the wrong floor, walked to the wrong apartment, attempted to park or enter the wrong apartment, attempted to enter the wrong apartment or a combination of these. I call bullshit because I remember this case. It wasn't that long ago. First of all, it was reported that Botham Jean had a bright red rug in front of his door. Okay. Second of all, it was reported that he lived in the apartment directly above her, and that there had been some noise complaints filed because she lived below him. So if she didn't know him personally, she definitely knew of him. I think that it was a situation where, you know, I think she knew him. I think they knew each other. But I'm not gonna get off into my theory on that. But I really do think that she knew him, and I think she knew exactly what the hell she was doing. It was also reported that those apartments have like key card entry type locks. So if his apartment was on, it couldn't have just been a situation that where it was unlocked. From what I heard, it was a key entry, like the hotel rooms where you have to stick the card in or whatever, or have a key fob, not necessarily stick the card in, but you have to have a key fob in order to get in. It was a bunch of different stories going around, but her actions before, during, and after all of this just tells me in my gut that she knew exactly what the hell she was doing, and she did the shit on purpose. And then that travesty of a trial that we saw, where after she was found, during the trial, the victim's brother, a black man from, I think their native country was Haiti, if I'm not mistaken, he cried for her and said that he forgave her and, you know, was having sympathy for her. I mean, her trial was just a sham. It was just a bunch of shenanigans. There were bailiffs, black bailiffs, in the courtroom rubbing on her and, you know, stroking her hair and all of this, you know, kind of ensuring her that everything is going to be okay, this, that, and the third. The judge, Black Tammy Mammy, offered her a Bible And, you know, when she, I think it was after maybe she got found guilty and realized she was going to jail, she was going to prison. You know, it was just all wrong. It was just all sorts of wrong. I do not feel that Botham Jean got justice in this case. I don't feel that his family got justice in his case. I don't know what was going on with the brother, you know. And I don't know if anybody else in his family, you know, felt as forgiving as the brother did. But this is all a bunch of bullshit. And the only reason why she is appealing and trying to get a lesser charges is because she's trying to get her ass out of jail. And I think she needs to stay her ass in jail. And I don't think 10 years was long enough. Anyway, moving on from that. Next, we have Jaguar Wright. Y'all remember Jaguar Wright from back in the day? She was part of that whole Neo Soul era. She had put out a couple of albums back in the day. I think the early 2000s and whatnot. But her career never seemed to take off the way some of the other Neo Soul artists did, like Jill Scott, The Roots, you know, Music Soul Child, Erykah Badu, India Ivory, all of those people. Well, Miss Jaguar decided that she wanted to get some things off her chest this week, and she aired out all the dirty laundry of some of those artists. She basically slut-shamed Jill Scott, saying that she was sleeping around with everybody back in the day. She also took shots at Erykah Badu and had some things to say about Questlove and Black Thought about the way they treated Malik B during his illness. So this article is from The Source. Philly singer Jaguar Wright calls out The Roots for mistreatment of founding member Malik B, alleges Common sexually assaulted her. With the tragic news of The Roots founding member Malik B's passing echoing through the hip-hop and music worlds, it's saddening that more bad news is coming out of the Soul Aquarium camps. As Philly native, Jaguar Wright makes some serious accusations about The Roots' handling of Malik B's terminal cancer diagnosis and Wright's own personal claim that she was sexually assaulted by famed rapper, actor, and fellow Soul Aquarian, Common. According to an almost hour-long Instagram TV video, Philly native and Soul Aquarian singer Jaguar Wright say that despite Malik B's impending health decline, Black Thought and Questlove turned their back on their fellow crew member. Now, this is her stating. Y'all all online talking about respect the family and this and that, but you didn't respect your brother enough to come get him when he was doing bad, Jaguar Wright said. Y'all was trying to help him. Y'all was always telling him. Y'all wasn't trying to help him. Y'all was telling people to turn their back on him while calling him a drug addict. Wright also accuses Erykah Badu and Jill Scott of silently abetting their actions after Malik was the only Roots member who didn't treat them unfairly at the beginning of their careers. She goes on to say, Erykah, you haven't posted anything, but you're supposed to be this enlightened mother. Wright said, you haven't said a word about my brother when he was the only one who wasn't treating your ass like shit because you weren't from Philly. But you quiet now. Yeah, I'm killing all this fake shit. In a separate Instagram live session, because she put out a bunch of money, she exposes her relationship with famed Soul Aquarian Common. Yes, y'all heard me, Common. Fine ass Common. Who she and Mr. Dayton, but claims that the rapper actor sexually assaulted her. In her quotes, goddamn Common, next thing I know, we go to bed. He like, oh, come on, Jag. No, nigga, I'm tired. I was on stage all night. I'ma lay down, Wright says of one encounter. I lay down in the bed with my clothes on. I'm a rape survivor. I know how to buy myself a little time. Just in case a nigga try to get out of hand. You gotta pull my pants down. By the time you pull my pants down, I'm hooking you off in your jaw. She continued on, next thing I know, I wake up the next morning and I feel something poking in my face and shit. I opened my mouth and this nigga was trying to stick his penis in my fucking mouth. Lonnie Lynn, Common, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself, that's why I stopped fucking with him. Woo, child. She let loose. She let loose on these people. I haven't heard any responses. I didn't hear any response from Common. However, and I don't know how much of a coincidence this is or ain't, but soon after that, we got Tiffany Haddish on another interview coming out about her relationship with Common. Now, we've been knowing that Common and Tiffany Haddish been screwing around ever since earlier this year. So she decides to go public on this, I think it was a radio show interview, but she decided, whatever kind of interview it was, she decided to go public and talk about how her and Kamala was quarantining together. She was talking about how they both got tested and that there was nothing wrong with them and that they've been fucking. I was like, that is too much information that we did not need to know. She said that she loved him. And yes, she confirmed that they are together. Okay. Fast forward a few days. Kamala gets on an interview. And from what he said, I gather that he was kind of sort of confirming that they are together. But the thing that stuck with me was his wording. He said, then, you know, she was a queen and this, that, and the third. You know, he really was grateful to have her in his life and that he, you know, he said he really cares for her. He didn't throw the L word out there at all. Not at all. So he has yet to address these accusations that Jaguar Wright is saying about him. But I just found it really freaking suspicious that both him and Tiffany come out in this love relationship right after Jaguar Wright aired all dirty laundry on Instagram. So what do y'all think? And as far as Jaguar Wright, I didn't know a whole lot about Jaguar Wright to begin with, probably, and I'm a music lover, but at the same time, like I said, her career didn't pop off like the other ones did. And in these Instagram lives that she was doing, I'm going to be honest, I didn't sit down and watch not now one of them. I saw a bunch of clips of her, you know, saying the relevant things that, you know, the relevant shit that was all over the internet. So she comes off like she's angry. She comes off like the first clip that I saw before I started reading anybody else's commentary or, you know, watching anybody else's whatever. The first thing that came to my mind was that, man, she sounds like one of these bitter has-been music artists whose career never really popped off. So now she's, you know, feeling some type of way, you know, and thinking. And then when I learned about her, Malik B. Dying, well, I already knew about Malik B. Dying. I had already heard that. But I learned that she had a son who passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. And so I'm like, okay, so she's triggered now. Because she was obviously close to Malik B as well. So she said two people that she care about that have been, you know, that are no longer here. So now she's triggered. That's what I was thinking in my head at first. But then I started thinking that and listening to other people's commentary. And just because she's coming off angry, I mean, she's obviously angry and pissed off for some reason. But that doesn't mean that what she's saying is not true. She claims that, I think she's claiming that one of the Roots members, I can't remember the name, but she's saying that they knew about R. Kelly and they did nothing. They knew that R. Kelly was a pedophile and they didn't do anything. So, you know, just because she's coming off like the bitter, angry black woman, you know, it doesn't mean that what she's saying is not true. I don't know enough about the situation to say that it is true, but I do know that the most shocking claim out of all of the claims that she made, of course, is the whole common thing. I would think that common would have to have his team to put out some kind of statement to refute these, because Common is mainstream now. I'm sure he has like endorsements and you know, companies that he's working with. We don't want Common to mess around and get Nick Cannon on us, you know. So it's gonna be interesting to see if and when, you know, he responds to this. And with the whole Tiffany Haddish thing, I honestly, listening to her statement and then listening to her, what she put out about their relationship and then what he put out about their relationship, I can't help but feel that she loves him more than he, you know, that she's into him a little bit more than what he's into her, you know. But I guess we're gonna see how it plays out, y'all. Woo, child, that was a lot. That was a lot. Moving on to the next story. Speaking of Mr. Nick Cannon. This is from Page Six, page6.com. Their headline is, Nick Cannon support Kanye's presidential bid. Quote, we need another black man in power. So the article goes on to say, quote, I love it. Unquote. Cannon said about Kanye's run for president to TMZ during a recent visit to Los Angeles International Airport. Quote, yeah, we need another black man in power, Cannon said, affirming that we should vote, that he would vote for Kanye. Nick Cannon. Nick, please go sit down somewhere and be quiet. This is not what we need right now. Now, we know Nick has been in the news quite a bit lately. During the June 30th episode of his YouTube series, he interviewed rapper Richard Griffin, known as Professor Griff, about his dismissal from hip-hop group Public Enemy back in 1989 for saying that the Jews are wicked and are responsible for the majority of wickedness that goes on around the globe. Professor Griff doubled down on his comments in the interview with Nick. And Nick said, you're speaking facts. There's no reason to be scared of anything when you're speaking the truth. Well, we saw what happened to Nick Cannon after that, right? He lost his job, he lost his show, and then according to him, he lost the support and the respect of the black community. He went on social media whining about all of that to the point that people were concerned about his mental health for a minute there. Now, I don't know if he was being sarcastic or not with the comment about Kanye, but regardless, people don't need to be out here encouraging Kanye's ridiculous shenanigans. We need to be showing up at the polls in November and get dumped out of the White House. Since Biden is our only viable choice, then like him or not, so be it. I vote for Biden over dump any damn day. And we don't need idiots like Nick Cannon writing Kanye's name in and voting for him, splitting the vote between he and Biden and giving dump the advantage. Come on, y'all. Be smarter than that. Finally, y'all, moving on from that, Zonique is pregnant. Y'all know Zonique. This is also from Page Six. Zonique Pullins, the daughter of Tamika Tiny Cottle, is pregnant. The 24-year-old daughter of Tamika Tiny Cottle and stepdaughter of T.I. is pregnant, 5 months pregnant, and expecting her first child with rapper boyfriend Band Hunter Izzy, aka Israel James. In a People magazine exclusive, she states, literally every year, probably for the past 3 years, this same rumor that I was pregnant had come out. This time I actually am pregnant. It's weird. Now, Pullins and Band Hunter, who's 23, have been dating for 2 years and they met through Instagram. She said, he slid into my DM and we hit it off. She said all of this in this exclusive interview with People magazine. Now, Band Hunter, this guy, he already has 2 kids. And I really have never heard of him. I saw a picture of him and her. You know, he's all tatted up, you know. But he's a nice looking gentleman. He's a nice looking guy. He already has 2 kids. And I was listening to another commentator, Layla, on YouTube. And Layla says that she found some information. I think it was Layla. Don't give me the line on her. But I heard from some other commentary or Terry or some other story that he's a deadbeat daddy to them 2 kids. I mean, not to say that if he turned out to be a deadbeat dad to Zonique's child, daughter, because she is having a girl, that, you know, he would, Zonique is going to be fine regardless because of who she is. But I just found that interesting and I don't know if it's true or not. So now, as far as T.I.'s reaction to Zonique's pregnancy, now this is according to CapitalExtra.com. Zonique told him on a live Zoom chat for her Fox Soul show, The Mix. So on his chat, it was a Zoom chat, and T.I. had made a comment and said if any of his kids were expecting that he would think it would be anyone but Zonique. Little did he know it was her, and that encouraged her to drop the bomb on him. because he didn't know. Her mama knew, but he didn't know. So the moment that Zonique responded and told her stepfather that she is with child, T.I. reacted from a state of shock. He was speechless. You know, Zonique's mother, Tiny, she joined in the live video chat later, and T.I. was still in disbelief. When Zonique told T.I. that she and Tiny had been exchanging messages about buying baby items, he seemed in total disarray. He said, quote, "Is anybody bringing my joint?" I figured T.I. for a blunt man. A blunt and a joint. That's a little different, ain't it? I'm not a weed smoker, so I don't know. But anywho. Now, this whole thing is so ironic to me, given what we know about T.I.'s biological daughter, Deja, and the whole Hyman situation. Zonique is 24 and technically not his biological daughter. Deja is now 19. And T.I., he just needs to sit the hell down and realize that his daughters will eventually have sex and have babies. I think he's just a misogynistic, and it just irks the hell out of him knowing that some man is doing to his daughters the same shit that he's out here doing to these women. Anywho, congratulations to Zonique and Van Hunter on their bundle of joy to be arriving within the next few months. I'm happy for her. That's it, y'all. That's all I got. Let me know what you think in the YouTube comment section, and be sure to hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. Until next time, I'm out.